Hello, friends. A woman walks into the post office to buy stamps for her Christmas cards. The employee in the post office asks her, "Ma'am, can you tell me what denomination?" The woman said, "Oh, good heavens. Have we come to this?" And then she said, "Well, give me 40 Baptist and 60 Catholic and 1 Methodist." This is just a joke. The point of the story is, we may all have our relatives from different denominations, right? Baptist, Methodist, Lutherans, Evangelicals. We may have all kinds of people, different denominations. But you know one thing? We all worship the same Lord, right? We all worship the same Christ the Lord. No matter what kind of division we have with the different denominations, we all worship the same Christ the Lord. And in 10 days, we as Christians, whether Baptist or Methodist or Catholics, we all look forward to, in 10 days, in joy, to celebrate the coming of Christ, the birth of our Lord and Savior. So the church observes this third weekend of Advent as the Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete is the word in Latin, which means rejoicing. In the first week of Advent, we reflected about how we were looking forward to Christ, the Lord, and his coming in hope. And last weekend, we reflected about how we were looking forward to coming of the Lord in love. And this weekend, we are all gathered to look forward to the coming of the Lord in joy. You know, joy is the word, it is not an external word, it is an internal word. The joy is inside. You know, we all determine our joy with the external conditions, how we see the external conditions. The joy is not the external, but the internal. How we have that confidence in the love of Christ. How we have that confidence in the love, in the peace of Christ. How we have confidence in the presence of Christ, the Lord. So it is not an external, it is not outward, it is an internal and inward. The joy comes from inside. So when we relate with the Lord, there comes true joy and real joy. So I'm going to have you stand now in order to wake you up. We are all going to sing the song, "Rejoice in the Lord Always." How many of you know that song, "Rejoice in the Lord Always"? Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Again. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Very good. You can be seated. I need water. Just kidding. The reason I wanted all of us to sing this song is today's second reading, St. Paul talks about letter to the Philippians, how we are called to rejoice in the Lord always. You know, there is a difference between happiness and joy. Happiness is how we determine the happiness from outside, but the joy is related with the inside. You know, you can wonder, you may wonder, how we can rejoice today. There are so much bad news out there, right? Every day in the television, we hear some kind of crazy things happening in this world. Do you agree? We all know that so many crazy things are happening. Violence, shootings, different calamities, earthquake. So many tragedies are happening. How can we rejoice, right? How can we rejoice instead of complaining? There is so much bad news out there. And in our own lives, take your own life. You know, we all have our own troubles and struggles. Each and every one of us is going through different struggles of your own, the troubles and struggles of your own. And take your loved ones. They may have terminal illnesses. They may go through a different struggle. So everybody is going through different struggles of their own. How can we rejoice, Father? You may wonder. But St. Paul asks us to rejoice even in that troubles, because in the midst of all these troubles and sorrows, and God is still with you. The God's grace, the love of the Lord is with you. You know, St. Paul talks to the Romans, chapter 8. Nothing shall separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing. No one and nothing shall separate us from the love of Christ. So the love of Christ is always there for you. And that's what makes us to rejoice. That's what causes us to rejoice. That's why I asked Rhonda to put that joy word that stands for first Jesus, right? Jesus is the reason for this season, Advent season, right? So Jesus is the cause for our rejoicing, first of all. So we all have to realize that no matter what kind of struggles you go through in your lives, you may say, Father, my loved one is going through this terminal illness. My loved one is grieving with the loss of their loved ones. Whatever the reason may be, but Jesus is the reason for the season. Not only now, for the Advent Christmas season, but anytime. Because it is only through Jesus Christ, our Savior, we got life back to the Heavenly Father. So the first reason we are confident in the love of the Christ, we are confident in the presence of Christ, we are confident in the peace of Christ. May the peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And towards the end of the second reading, in today's second reading, we read that. St. Paul says, may the peace of God, which is beyond all understanding. You know, peace of God, you can never understand. That is the only peace that we can never understand that really works. That really works in us. God is in our midst through Jesus Christ. Every day, in every moment of our lives. So that is the first cause for rejoicing. Confident in the love of Christ and confident in the presence of Christ. Confident in the peace of Christ. And secondly, the gospel reading talks about John the Baptist. John the Baptist, you know, last week we reflected how he prepared the way of the Lord. The people, he called the people to repentance. And not only he called the people to repentance and to change the way of life, the old way of life to new way of life. Change your life. Change your life into a godly life. Change your former way of life into a godly life, which is sharing. That's what the second word O stands for, others. You know, John the Baptist talks about sharing. You know, all the soldiers and the tax collectors and the common people come and ask, what would I do for the conversion of heart? And what John the Baptist was suggesting is that if you have two coats, share one with them. Sharing, when you share your things with others, you feel that inner joy, dear friends. We all do. We all do. Don't you? Don't you feel the joy when you share your things with others? When you have excess, you share with others. Then you feel that inner joy. So that's what John the Baptist is talking about. And he said, Jesus Christ will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. What does that mean? You know, John the Baptist was baptizing with the water, and Jesus Christ will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. Fire means it not only destroys, it purifies, cleanses. So Jesus is coming to not only care for the poor and the downtrodden and the outcast people, but also he is coming to cleanse all of us, purify us, to prepare all of us to the kingdom of heaven. So we are called to share our things who are in need, and that brings us inner joy, dear friends. So let us reflect today how far I am able to be confident in the grace of the Lord, in the love of the Lord, in the presence of the Lord, even when I go through troubles, struggles of my own. You know, another thing I talk about, anxiety. We are all anxious about so many things, especially as we are preparing for Christmas. You know, we are anxious about so many things. I have to do this, I have to do that. That keeps us so stressed out. But if you trust in the Lord, there is no anxiety at all. Trust in the Lord completely, not 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100%. So if you are anxious of anything now during this Advent season as you are preparing for Christmas, have no anxiety at all. May the peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, keep your hearts and minds. Will guard you in Jesus Christ. So may the peace of God, which is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Let us rejoice in the Lord always, even in the moments of our troubles, struggles in our lives. Amen. Let us all stand and profess our faith together.